The comment that kicked off the conflict came from Dr. Michael Mayo Smith. He's the network director for the VA New England healthcare system, and he was invited by the task force to talk about VA culture change. As part of that discussion, he shared the results of an employee survey, which showed a significant drop in satisfaction at the Manchester VA earlier this year.
In 2017, the all-employee survey was administered about 1 week after the Boston Globe article was published.
He's referring to an article that came out in July and continues to make waves today. It detailed allegations by VA whistleblowers of dangerous delays in care that caused some patients harm. It caught national attention, and Mayo Smith says it
very likely had a influence on the results at the time.
That statement did not sit well with Dr. Ed Kois. He's the leader of the Dozen Whistleblowers and a critic of the way Mayo Smith allegedly handled these complaints about bad patient care years before they became public. Kois stood up at yesterday's meeting.
But to blame it on the Globe's article 1 week earlier, I think completely misses the point. We had a very toxic environment here. It was not working. We had 7 or 8 section chiefs leave because they could not work with Dr. Schlosser and Danielle Oker.
James Schlosser and Danielle Oker were removed from their positions by VA Secretary David Shulkin a day after the Boston Globe's report. Kois said the problem was bad leadership, not the Globe's article about it.
You had 12 dedicated professionals go to the federal agency to become whistleblowers and put our careers and our lives on the line. It wasn't because of a Boston Globe article 1 week earlier. And for you to ignore that, to me, just shows that you're missing the whole picture.
Mayo Smith responded to Kois.
Well, let me reword it then, because I think you're absolutely raising all, you know, another perspective, and, you know, that's many possible explanations. And certainly I respect your perspective on that.
The fact that Mayo Smith was even speaking at this task force bothers some of the whistleblowers. In October, Mayo Smith was removed as co-chair and member of the task force. Whistleblowers had been calling him complicit in the problems in Manchester, saying he didn't do enough to fix them. In removing Mayo Smith, officials in D.C. said, quote, "It is important to have the panel remain independent of his views." Yet Kois says it's bizarre that Mayo Smith still offers presentations and weighs in while sitting behind the task force members.
So I don't understand how they can say he's been removed from the task force. He's actually right in the fray.
And that's how the small argument underscores a bigger rift between the whistleblowers and VA leadership. The VA announced that Mayo Smith wouldn't have influence on the task force, but the whistleblowers say he still does. Mayo Smith says it's absolutely appropriate to continue participating as he has. In a statement, VA spokesman Kurt Cashier says the task force is made up of adults and respected professionals who can decide what unsolicited comments they can use or disregard. Meanwhile, whistleblowers have told NHPR that things aren't getting better at the Manchester VA. For example, they say problems persist in geriatric medicine, and now some bills to private doctors are not getting paid in a timely manner. Ed Kois says interim Manchester VA director Al Montoya deserves credit for, among other things, soothing an anxious workforce. As for how new leadership at the Manchester VA would affect next year's employee satisfaction survey, Michael Mayo Smith is clear.
Hopefully in a positive way. That's our goal.
The task force has until March to come up with recommendations on how to best deliver VA healthcare to New Hampshire's veterans. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.